Once again, we present David Heron, one of the most beloved heroes of American fiction. For David Heron is America. It's the story of every one of us, of our hope for love, for happiness, and the good way of life. Remember, ladies, do not confuse Babel, the modern grease dissolving cleaner, with outdated cleansers that leave most of the hard work for you. There's a vast difference between ordinary soggy cleansers and fast-acting Babel, and here's the reason. Today, 90% of scouring is caused by grease. Babel dissolves grease, and in addition, has a miraculous combination of other cleaning ingredients. So when you wipe Babel on, dirt and stains wipe gently away. It's fast, thorough, and easy. You're through with astonishing speed. Call grease dissolving Babel for cleaning baby bassinet, painted woodwork, pots and pans, bathtubs, and kitchen sinks. Call for all your household cleaning. See what a precious saving in time and energy it means. Today, ask your grocer for Gentle Grease Dissolving Babel. You'll know that a famous green can with the big white letters, B-A-B-O. And now, David Harum. Today, the father of Ralph Custer, the ex-soldier now living in Homeville, is due to arrive. But what under normal circumstances would be a pleasant reunion of father and son is threatened by a series of growing complications. At the big White House on Catawba Street, David is waiting for Ralph to come by for him to go to the station to meet Mr. Custer. Meanwhile, he sits with Aunt Polly in the living room and unburdens himself of some of the fears crowding his mind. Looking reflectively at the ceiling, he clamps his thumbs into his vest pocket and says,
"Well, the more I think about it, the less happy I am about Ralph's father coming here. There's so much bad feeling all around now, it might get worse with him here."
"It's my fault for telling Ralph to have his father stay here with us, David. I realize now we're trying to warn him not to stay in him to Ralph, but... Oh, well, I was thinking how nice it would be for you and me."
"Sure, Polly, you meant well,
the way
you always do."
"But if Ralph's father and Natalie were in such bad dreams, it's going to be embarrassing for everybody."
"It wouldn't have to be. Oh, I wish Susan hadn't gotten upset about it. Saying it was all wrong, just you and me trying to help Ralph."
"If Susan had only put the idea out of her mind that Ralph is in love with Natalie, everything is going to be." "I'm sure that Louise Wenders is jealous of Natalie, mostly because of all the effects that Susan has been making."
"Maybe Louise ain't going to be around here much longer. The way her mother talks, she's planning to go back to New York."
"Effie's just very sick about that, ain't she?"
"Yeah, she's afraid of what Louise may do there by herself. Louise could have said she was going to forget and do nothing to her building for the time when her husband comes home to it."
"You know what I think, baby?
It was Ralph, wasn't it?"
"And he's right on time."
"Yeah, I hope the train is on time, too."
"Hello, David. I hope I haven't kept you waiting."
"Well, you haven't, Ralph. Come in, sit for yourself. Get the chill out of you."
"Hello, Polly. How are you?"
"Oh, fine, thank you, Ralph. Well, excited about your father coming in today."
"Yes, I am, and I'm hoping everything will be all right and that we aren't putting you to too much trouble."
"Oh, I should say not.
I hope that won't be a bother."
"He won't be. I put up fresh curtains in the room he's to have. It's all clean and working fine."
"He'll like it, I'm sure. David, don't you think we ought to be getting along to the station?"
"Yeah, may as well. If the train's going to be on time. But with all this snow lately, we've been coming in late."
"We are, sir. It'll be the one time that dad thinks it's in early."
"Well, you bring your father right back to you, Ralph. I'm going to have chicken for dinner tonight to celebrate."
"Well.
It goes without saying that rooster, of course."
"I'll be turning into a boarding room myself pretty soon if I keep coming over to sample your cooking all the time."
"Well, you'll want to have dinner with your father's first night here."
"I'd like to very much, of course."
"Well, then.
You're a nice person, you know. Ready to go with David?"
"Yeah, all set. I hope David Keith has a fire going in the waiting room. And, you better bundle up good for a day like today, Ralph."
"Okay, David."
"Really get
that coal up in this part of the country, can it, Dave?
Oh, it used to, Ralph. I've been through it for many years now. I don't pay it any special notice. Getting to keep my muffler around my ears, good idea. Ralph, does Natalie know yet that your father's coming into town?
Yes, sir, she does. I told her so this morning.
And?
She didn't say anything.
Yeah, that's good. Maybe she should
know.
Yes? What do you mean?
When I told her, Natalie looked as though I'd slapped her in the face. Then she got up and left the room.
Well, she's still working on her nerves, Ralph. It needs a lot of holding on to take the news about her husband being missing in action the way Natalie's taken. You know, I think that after she sees your father and finds out that he ain't planning to keep after her for not having married you, I think everything will be all right.
Just that. Almost every letter I've had from Dad since I told him that Natalie was here, he's made some remark about how he knows that I was in love with her, that she wasn't with me. In other words, the fact I haven't married is because I'm still secretly in love with her. I hope I can show him he's all wrong after all these years.
Well, don't worry about it too much, Ralph. These things have a way of working themselves out.
I hope so.
Yep, here's the station.
Thank goodness, I'm just about
frozen. I don't know how you can manage to keep as warm as you do. Yes, come on in. Get warmed up, man.
Oh,
you keep warmer in here, all right. Oh, hello there, Louise.
Louise.
Hi, Mr. Heron.
You're going someplace? Do you have your luggage with you?
Yes. I've decided to go back to New York. I'm waiting for the train. In a few hours, I'll be back there where I belong.
I wish you good luck.
Thanks. I'll need it.
Is your mother coming down to see you off?
No. No, she's been raising a terrible fuss ever since I told her I was going.
Are you going to start building a home for your husband like you talked about, Louise? And have it waiting for him when he comes home?
I haven't decided what I'm going to do. But there's one thing I'm sure of.
What's that?
Going to have some fun.
Yes. Fun is all right. As long as you don't go hurting yourself or anybody else while you're having it.
Nobody cares whether I hurt myself or not. That's why I don't care either.
I think there's lots of folks who care.
Name them.
Well, there's your husband, for one. Your mother, she cares. And I care, too, whether you believe that or not. And then there's Ralph here.
Say that I,
ain't you two youngsters speaking to each other?
Ralph and I said everything there was to say yesterday.
Yes, you did. Now, listen, I didn't mean to start anything here.
Don't you think, David? As Louise said, it was all taken care of yesterday.
I'll say it was. You know why I'm going to New York.
Louise, you can't blame me for your decision to go back to New York.
You make it pretty obvious that you want me to go.
I said it didn't matter to me whether you went or not.
Well, it amounts to the same thing. You don't care how much anybody may be suffering.
You see where suffering comes into it. I said what I felt. There's nothing else I could do. You forced me into the position where I had to say what I felt.
Yeah, not caring what it meant to me.
Because under the circumstances, I thought it was best.
Best?
Well, isn't it best for Louise to go back to New York, David?
I thought it was at first.
And you don't think so now?
That depends on what you intend to do when you get there.
Well, I told you. You know what I intend to do.
Well, if it's fun, it's wrong. All wrong.
Then maybe I should stay here, if that is?
I don't know, Louise. Truly, I don't know.
What do you say, Ralph? I'll stay here if you want me to.
Louise, it isn't up to me. I wouldn't want to feel responsible for anybody being unhappy. Doing something they didn't want to do.
Well, then you didn't want me to say that, Ralph.
I didn't say that.
Oh, you do want me to say, oh, Ralph, and yesterday I thought...
Louise, you don't understand. David,
what... No, don't say another word, Ralph. Just hold me a minute. Let me feel that somebody really cares what happens to
me. Please, the train is in and out.
And it can go without me. I'm staying here with you.
Let me go, you little idiot. David, make her understand. She can't.
Yeah. There's somebody standing in the door looking at you. Is it bad?
It's bad.
Your father? Well, aren't you going to introduce me?
Hello, Dad. I'm sorry about this, but... Well, are you going to say hello?
Thank you. Ralph's father stands looking at his son. At Louise, who still has a hand on Ralph's shoulder. And in this tense moment, words fail David Hallam. Your housework quicker, have extra time for your family. If you want to finish your housework quicker, have extra time for your family, friends, and war work, get this tip about cleaning from over 1,000 housewives just like yourself. In actual home tests, these women compared the cleaning speed of Babel with that of their former cleansers. And here are the amazing facts they discovered. In just cleaning a wash basin, Babel saves them an average of 2 full minutes. What's more, they reported minute after minute saved in cleaning pots and pans, bathtub, gas stove, kitchen sink, refrigerator. Savings which applied to your daily cleaning jobs can easily mean 1/2 hour for extra leisure every day. And here's the secret of this cleaning magic. 9/10 of today's scouring is caused by grease that holds dirt. Unlike ordinary sluggish cleansers, Babel was specifically created to dissolve grease. With grease gone, dirt and stains wipe gently off. It's thorough, safe, and fast. You'll finish all your household cleaning quicker than you ever dreamed possible. So today, make your own time-saving test. Compare grease-dissolving Babel with your former lazy cleanser. Then see if you could ever go back to any less modern method. Remember, when you buy, be sure you get the genuine article. No other cleaner gives you the same miraculous combination of ingredients that Babel gives you. Hence, no other cleaner cleans as Babel cleans. Insist on genuine Babel, spelled B-A-B-O. David Hallam will be on the air at the same time Monday, 11:45 a.m. Eastern Wartime. Ford Bond, speaking for B.C. Babbitt Incorporated, makers of the grease dissolving cleaner, Babel. To all farmers who raise poultry, here's a free offer that may mean healthier flocks, fewer losses, and more eggs to market. We'd like to send you a 48-page book on farm sanitation. It shows a low-cost way to sanitize feeders, pits, brooder rooms, and poultry houses. It also includes valuable information on hog raising and dairy farming. For your copy, write to Lycons, L-Y-C-O-N-S, care of this station. Ask for free Lycons farm book.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.